How's it going, man?
It's going great. How you doing?
It's going good, man. Just woke up.
What's kind of interesting, I mean, I've been a country jock for like 15 of my 18 years in radio, but I grew up a Tupac fan, and I know you love his stuff too.
Oh, wow.
You're not the first rapper I've interviewed. I interviewed Classified not long ago. But
that's my guy. We have a song together.
Oh, perfect. But generally, you know, it's country acts, and you have been on the country charts this past summer, which was awesome, with a wicked tune featuring L. King.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
How did that all come about?
Dear Alcohol was a song that I made about a couple months before March 11th. I think that was when I dropped it. It started originally as a poem that I wrote 5 years ago, because I started this with poetry, manifested into a song 5 years later. Put out the song. The song was doing absolutely amazing, connecting with people all over. Then I started an open verse challenge, and that took off as well. Everyone was adding their stories to it. And then at one point, my manager had met L. King's manager at an award show. And then she did the open verse. We connected. She loved the song, hopped on the remix. You know, she's the easiest person in the world to work with. Great personality, great person. And it just seemed like a dream come true. It started. And then people started picking it up. They loved the remix. And yeah, I remember when I first made the song, I was like, oh, wow, this sounds different than, you know, anything I've ever dropped. But yeah, people just took to it really quickly. Like the first day I dropped it, I already noticed it was hitting different. It was like my fastest streaming song on Spotify ever. Just everything was just, people were loving it.
I was looking up more info on the artist when the song first came out, yourself included. And I'm like, what? He's from Newfoundland. What?
Yes, sir.
Which really threw me through a loop.
Yeah, I was born. I have a really crazy story. I was born in St. John's, Newfoundland. I've lived in Wyoming. I've lived in Montana. I've lived in Kansas. Spent time in Mississippi because my dad worked there. I've been all over.
You're coming back to the East Coast coming up on Sunday, man. Level 8 here in Halifax. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be great, man. The turnout for this tour has been, you know, a lot more than I thought it was going to be. I remember I did my first Canadian tour 3 years ago, which was like my second tour ever. And there was like, you know, 50, sometimes 60 people, a couple shows with 100. So this tour has been crazy for me to see.
It's not like you're not rocking the hits, right? So this is it. I was just checking out the right. Cash Me Outside. It's at 22 million views on YouTube.
Oh, the throwback. That's a big throwback right there.
Well, hey, again, this is a country audience you're talking to. So you're getting introduced to a different audience. You know what I mean?
Right, and I think that's what's really been humbling for me. I think people are really resonating with the words, and it's sort of showing that, you know, like, as long as it's, you know, good music and the words can resonate with people and it comes from the heart, that, you know, anyone's going to love it. So it's been good to see.
So listen, I mean, no pressure, but having some, you know, quite a bit of success on the country charts, are you going to look to go that way again, or does the genre matter?
No, I've always called my genre impact. Like, I have a bunch of songs that sound, like, different. All I can guarantee is that it's always going to be just words from the heart that, you know, that are critically thought out and that make sense. So I just want to thank you for being receptive to the song, and I'm glad everyone likes it, man. You know, I'm excited to see what people think about songs in the future.
Listen, we really appreciate you taking the time for us here today, and wish you to break a leg on Sunday at Level 8 here in Halifax. Back on the East Coast.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Russell.